I do not have to tell you that Mr. Obama has to proceed in a way that's politically feasible in the United States. If he moves too fast, he will get into trouble with some in this country. It's actually an argument that's often used about you. You both have your domestic constituencies to deal with. Once you understand that, shouldn't there be some goodwill about each other's motivations when you understand the reality of the political process?
The point you make is a good one. Indeed, something can transpire as a result, but that would require that both Mr. Obama and myself refrain from acting too hastily. For example, the resolution presented to the IAEA against Iran in the presence of Mr. Obama himself was a very hasty action that had very negative repercussions within Iran. It reduced public confidence in the political process inside Iran. If Mr. Obama submits to pressure groups, it only makes the work harder. He has to resist. If he truly wants to bring change.
The reason why the fuel swap idea is difficult to believe, it's difficult to believe it will ever happen, is because Iran is determined to master the enrichment process, which is allowed under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, because you want to know how to make a bomb even if you do not want a bomb.
When we say we don't want the bomb, we mean it. We're not afraid of anyone. If we want the bomb, we'll tell everyone that we want it. Because we're simply not afraid. So as a result, our policy is transparent on this matter. We've always said that we believe that U.S. policy in the Middle East is something we're opposed to. And that we will resist. We're not afraid of saying this position. So therefore, if we wanted a bomb, we would not be afraid to say it either.
But isn't it in your interest to keep this option open, in Iran's strategic interest to at least to be like Japan? Japan is threatened by North Korea. It is keeping the option open that it, at least it knows how to defend itself if it is threatened.
In the case of Japan, they may agree to have the bomb as a defense, but we just simply disagree with the nuclear bomb. I mean, let me ask you, doesn't America possess a couple of thousand nuclear bombs right now? Will any of those help it resolve its problems in Afghanistan? I mean, of what use are they? How many nuclear bombs did the former USSR possess? How come those bombs didn't help it from collapsing?
You suggested this earlier on in the interview, but which president was easier to deal with? President Bush or President Obama?
Well, to tell you the truth, we weren't able to get anything done with Mr. Bush or with Mr. Obama. There's not much that has happened for us to assess this question. However, we think that it might be easier to work with Mr. Obama. You see, my understanding and reading of this is that Mr. Obama represents the last opportunity the United States has to improve its image in the world. And if radicals succeed in forcing Mr. Obama to take a radical position against Iran, then that means the end of his opportunities, the end of U.S. opportunities, and the end of the opportunity to improve the world by America.